And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of the Denver Nightingale and the Badger State, have a segment about greenbacks, have a silent segment, and we'll extend an invitation. Last week I read an interesting article about the $2 bill. The first $2 bill as legal tender was issued in March of 1862, but they were discontinued in 1966 until 1976, when they were reintroduced as part of the country's bicentennial celebration. If stories on the internet are to be believed, think twice before trying to pay for purchases with one, lest you get arrested for suspicion of forgery. But you can buy uncut sheets of them from the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, which is kind of cool. I don't have any songs specifically about $2 bills, but I do have some about other currency, beginning with Ethel Waters.
Listen to what I'm telling you. I took a resolution New Year's Day never to give nothing away. So run along and let me be, 'cause what I've got I'm holding for me. So if you want to be my man, bring the greenbacks when you call.
silver dollar shining up in the sky. There's a dream we can buy, sweetheart, you and I. The moon is a silver dollar made for lovers to share. And with you in my arms, I'm a millionaire. Our cares and troubles are only small change. Someday they'll all change into a dream come true. The moon is a silver dollar. What a glorious sight. Let's invest it in love
Every week we purport to bring you music to which you can't not tap your toes, and there's your proof right there. Tom Dickey and his Showboys, from a 78 on the Montgomery Ward label and $15 a week, from October 27, 1938. Fiddler Tom Dickey played with the Tune Wranglers before forming his own group, which included brother Bill Dickey on bass, Smokey Miller on reeds, Milton McBee on tenor banjo, and Adolph Hoffner, who played guitar and provided the vocal. The band was heard on San Antonio, Texas radio station WAOI for many years. Before that, it was Wayne King, the Waltz King, with The Moon as a Silver Dollar. Not a waltz, from February 1st, 1939. Wayne King himself provided the vocal. United States notes, paper currency issued by the United States during the Civil War in 1862 and 1863, was printed on the back in green ink and was referred to by the public as greenbacks, and the term is still applied to any U.S. paper currency. We started this dollar set with Ethel Waters, accompanied by Fletcher Henderson on piano, and Bring Your Greenbacks, from January 22, 1926. Bring Your Greenbacks was written by Shelton Brooks. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I had the pleasure of attending the Catalina Island Museum's 29th Annual Silent Film Benefit. Buster Keaton's One Week and The Kid Brother, starring Harold Lloyd, were shown, with musical accompaniment provided by the Mont Alto Motion Picture Orchestra, who did a superb job. It was great fun, and we're looking forward to next year's screening of the first film adaptation of J.M. Barrie's play Peter Pan, released in 1924 and filmed on Catalina Island. So, in honor of the silent film benefit, here's a silent segment, beginning with Sousa's band and Silence and Fun. Thank you.
living with my silent love. I'm like a flame dying out in the rain. Only the ashes remain, smoldering like my silent love. How I long to tell all the things I have planned. Not understand. You'll go along never dreaming I care, loving somebody somewhere, leaving me my silent
know that he's been heard on the show before, but there you have Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra with the bolero Silencio, which of course means silence in Spanish. The vocal refrain on that August 15, 1933 Victor 78 was by Carmen Castillo. Silencio was written by Rafael Hernandez. Before that, we heard Isham Jones and his orchestra with Billy Scott providing the vocal on My Silent Love from May 16, 1932. My Silent Love was written by Ed Heyman and Dana Suisse. And we started that silent segment with Sousa's band, conducted by John Philip Sousa, the March King himself, on January 30th, 1902 in New York, with not a march, but Silence and Fun, a ragtime oddity. Silence and Fun was composed by Charles E. Mullen, who also composed the Levee Rag and the Man with the Jingle. Last week, May 25th, marked the birth in 1877 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of William Thomas Murray, better known as Billy Murray, one of the most prolific and popular singers of the acoustic era. In 1882, his family moved to Denver, Colorado, and in the 19-noughts, he was given the nickname the Denver Nightingale by Sam Rouse, a Victor executive. At age 16, he joined the vaudeville troupe Harry Levitt's High Rollers, and while in San Francisco in 1897, made his first wax cylinder recordings. In 1903, he went to New York, where he made his first cylinders for Thomas Edison's National Phonograph Company. From 1909 to 1925, in addition to solo recordings, he was the lead singer of the American Quartet, recording for Victor and Edison, where the group was billed as the Premier Quartet. With the advent of electrical recording in the mid-20s, Murray's style became less popular, and he made appearances on radio and provided voices for cartoons. His last recording session was on February 11, 1943. He retired the following year and died on August 17, 1954, in Long Island of a heart attack. Here are three from Billy Murray, all of which I believe are making their Triple R debut.
Little man with googly eyes and lantern jaws, an old silk hat and hairy paws. When I said to that quaint old chap, "Why do you carry that big steel trap, the butterfly net and rusty gun?" He replied, "Listen here, my son, I'm looking for the Okopogo, the funny little Okopogo. His mother was a pollywog, his father was a whale. I'm going to put a little bit of salt on his tail. I want to find the Okopogo while he's playing on his old banjo. I just want to take him back home where I'll stake him, and then I will make him the sensation in a Broadway show."
Thank you.
fall. I'm monkey after all. Monkey business, now I see it all. When she rolled her eyes, it was no surprise how she could tantalize. Monkey business, nothing else to do. Just sit and polyvoo, like monkeys in the zoo. This baby sure did know her stuff. I said, I'm through, you play too rough. There's nothing to this monkey business down in Tennessee. For the blues, I'll make each trouble and care seem like a bubble of air. With my old clarinet, what results I can get? There's been no trouble yet I can't lose. Just trust the medicine man for the blues. When you're downhearted, I bring a smile. When life makes you sick, my music can make life seem worthwhile. I don't bring any pills for your fever and chills, but with musical thrills I amuse. I'm called the medicine man for the
blues. Love Ted Lewis's rendition, but there you heard Billy Murray with his version of I'm the Medicine Man for the Blues, made in August of 1929, a couple of months after Ted's version. Murray was accompanied by Dick Cherwin's orchestra, credited on the label of that perfect 78 as the U-Ban Radio Orchestra. I'm the Medicine Man for the Blues was composed by Harry Axt with the lyric by Grant Clark. Before that were a couple of Murray's comic songs. We heard Monkey Business down in Tennessee, Business spelled B-I-Z-N-E-S-S, with the International Novelty Orchestra, directed by Nat Shilkret, on October 27, 1925, and started off with the English Music Hall song Ogo Pogo with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on July 2, 1925. The name Ogo Pogo wound up being applied to the mythical lake monster of Canada's Lake Okanagan in British Columbia. Ogo Pogo was written by Cumberland Clark and Mark Strong. Monkey Business was composed by Perry Alexander, who also brought us Mother Dear and You're Just a Great Big Baby Doll, which was recorded by Ted Weems. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. On this very day, May 29th, all the way back in 1848, Wisconsin became the 30th of the United States of America. Wisconsin is thought to be a Chippewa Indian word meaning grassy place. Wisconsin's capital is Madison, the wood violet is the state flower, and the state bird is the robin. Wisconsin's nickname is the Badger State, but it's not named after the animal whose scientific name is Taxidia taxus. About 1830, there was a lead mining boom in southwestern Wisconsin, and the miners, who moved into abandoned mine shafts and burrows for shelter, became known as Badgers. So to commemorate Wisconsin's statehood, here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records not about Badgers, but about Wisconsin.
One day sold all her pigs, horses and rigs, packed up and sailed away. When in old New York she landed, they asked her, "Are you alone?" She answered, "No, I got a boat. Just let me telephone. Hello, Wisconsin. Won't you find my Yanni Johnson? Just tell him his Hilda Hansen just got off the boat by Yimini. How she wants him. You know Yanni Johnson, 'cause he's over 6 feet high. He'll jump with joy when he hears I came, 'cause my Yanni boy gonna change my name from Hansen to Janssen in Wisconsin. Goodbye." "Hello, hello, is this you, Yanni? Oh my, you're looking fine. This is your sweetheart, Hilda. I just came from Stockholm, Sweden. I came over on a fast boat. We was 32 days getting over. And Yanni, you know, I sold all of my pigs to get here. I sold all of my pigs, but I don't care so long I got you. And Yanni, have you been working lately? Have you any money? No? You have no money? Well, this is not your Hilda. Oh, I'm so sorry he been gone. Central, please get me back Wisconsin. Hello, Wisconsin. Won't you find my Yanni Johnson? Just tell him his Hilda Hansen just got off the boat by Yimini. How she wants him. You'll know Yanni Johnson, 'cause he's over 6 feet high. He'll jump with joy when he hears I came, 'cause my Yanni boy gonna change my name from Hansen to Janssen in Wisconsin. Goodbye."
Thank you.
We started that Wisconsin set with Frank Auburn and his orchestra, actually Harry Reeser's orchestra, with Harry Thomas, actually Tom Stax, providing the vocal, on the college fight song On Wisconsin, recorded April 10, 1930 by Columbia, but issued on Harmony, Velvet Tone, Diva, and Clarion. William T. Purdy composed the tune in 1909, originally intending it to be a football song for the University of Minnesota, but when Purdy's roommate, Carl Beck, who had attended the University of Wisconsin, heard it, he began writing words for UW and convinced Purdy to change his plan. On Wisconsin was followed by Eddie Cantor on November 5, 1917, with Hello, Wisconsin, written by Harry Ruby, Burt Kalmar, and Edgar Leslie. Eddie Cantor and Harry Ruby met in 1915 and became lifelong friends. We finished up that Wisconsin set with Dizzy Corners from a Paramount 78, waxed around May of 1928. So what does Dizzy Corners have to do with Wisconsin? Well, it was performed there by the Wisconsin U Skyrockets, directed by Jesse Cohen. Last week, May 26th in 1940, marked the debut on the CBS radio network of the educational program Invitation to Learning. The 30-minute show was heard on more than 80 stations, yet had no sponsor. It featured a panel of three or four people who had a spontaneous, unrehearsed discussion about a particular book and its author in an effort to encourage listeners to read, think about, and discuss literary classics. The host was Dr. Stringfellow Barr, president of St. John's College at Annapolis, Maryland, and guests included such diverse personalities as John Houseman, Norman Corwin, Herbert Hoover, Lillian Gish, and Hans Conried. Despite not being all that popular, it ran for 24 years, presenting 1,218 episodes. So to commemorate Invitation to Learning, I'm going to extend an invitation to listening about learning. Here's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Thank you.
in my arms some wonderful things to do. It's true, believe it or not, I'm learning a lot from you. Training my lips to say what you want them to. Ooh, I'm telling you what, I'm learning a lot from you. Now that I know you, I've got my education. I'll never throw you back into circulation. Teaching me things that regular people do. They do, believe it or not, I'm learning a lot from you.
In days of old, when knights were bold, fair ladies were enraptured by stirring deeds of chivalry and daring. But nowadays, in other ways, sweet maids are won and captured. You'll hear the best authorities declaring, learn to croon if you want to win your heart's desire. Sweet melodies of love inspire romance. Just murmur boo 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 boo, and when you do, she'll answer boo 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 boo, and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon. you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon.
We begin that educational set with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Learn to Do the Strut from the Music Box Review. That Victor recording was made January 11, 1924, and Learn to Do the Strut was composed by Irving Berlin. Next, it was Ben Selvin's orchestra, credited on the label of that August 29, 1930 Columbia 78 as the Columbia Photo Players, with I'm Learning a Lot from You. Jimmy McHugh composed the tune, and Paul Small sang the Dorothy Fields lyric. I'm Learning a Lot from You is from the motion picture Love in the Rough, which also featured the McHugh's Fields songs Go Home and Tell Your Mother, I'm Doing That Thing, and One More Waltz. We finished up with Fran Fry and his orchestra, with Fran Fry vocalizing on Learn to Croon on July 5, 1933. That really was baritone Fran Fry singing the Sam Coslow lyric, but Fran Fry didn't have his own orchestra. That was actually Ben Selvin's orchestra playing Arthur Johnston's tune. Learn to Croon is from the picture College Humor, where it's sung by Bing Crosby, who also committed it to wax. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, and not to bring you down, but the last record on tonight's show is not a toe-tapping tune. It's a song described as most magnetic and beautiful, simple, and touching, and relates to a pathetic incident of wartime from the Spanish-American War. The song is Just as the Sun Went Down, written in 1898 by Lynn Udall, and it's also known as Two Dying Soldiers. The recording is by the Shannon Quartet and was made by Columbia on August 2, 1926. I play it as a reminder that Memorial Day is not a celebratory or happy holiday. Please don't wish people a happy Memorial Day. It is a day of mourning, remembering, and honoring those who lost their lives in service to our country. While you can certainly enjoy the day, gathering with friends, a big barbecue, or however you'll spend the day, at 3 p.m. local time, please take a few moments in silence to remember and for thanks and gratitude. While I won't wish you a happy Memorial Day, I do wish you a most meaningful Memorial Day.
Just at the close of day, wounded and bleeding upon the field, two dying soldiers lay. One held a ringlet of thin gray hair, one held a lock of brown, bidding each other a young and gay. One kissed a ringlet of thin gray hair, one kissed a lock of brown, bidding farewell to the stars and stripes, just as a left in town, happy and young and gay. One kissed a ringlet of thin gray hair, one kissed a lock of brown, bidding farewell to the stars and stripes. Just the sun went down.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.